Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. In 1906, a psychiatrist, Alois Alzheimer, described to a group of German physicians a peculiar patient he had been treating.
The woman developed paranoia that progressed quickly, and that was the first description of what we now call Alzheimer's disease, or AD, aptly named after him.
After she died, Alzheimer did an autopsy and found abnormal patterns we now know as plaques and neurofibrillary tangles that may contribute to AD.
Another feature of her brain was fat droplet accumulation within glial cells, which support and protect neurons. Researchers are now studying these fat droplets because treatments on plaques and tangles mostly haven't worked well.
Scientists already know that some variants of a gene for proteins involved in the transport of fats are risk factors for AD. They're linked to greater fat deposits in glial cells. And in mouse studies, that led to cell dysfunction.
A new study worked with human AD brain cells and one of the gene variants. When neurons in a petri dish were treated with media from glial cells that contained the fat droplets, it seemed to alter the tau protein that causes the tangles seen in Alzheimer's.
Now scientists wonder whether the protein that produces plaque in the brain induces fat droplet accumulation in glial cells. The glial cells then produce a secretion that's toxic to neurons, causing them to degenerate.
Targeting this process might help scientists make more headway into Alzheimer's, which affects millions of people, while treatments have mostly stalled.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more in our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminascicom.com.